at Mobile and 4 GFW.
KO4 CEF.
Again, Andrew, hope y'all are enjoying your Friday.
K4MUF.
Good morning, Jody.
Morning, Jody. Morning, Andrew.
Good. I hope everybody's doing good on this Friday.
I'm good.
Going to meet my son for breakfast this morning, so not working, so we're doing really good.
I'm myself trying to figure out what time I might be able to sneak out of work.
And I'm thinking, do I want to go to work?
Morning, isn't it?
Since I knew I was going to go ahead and going in, it was like, can I sneak out of lunch, or what time do I think I might be able to leave today?
Till the last minute, pull that mandatory overtime?
I mean, it's every day, but headcount's been kind of touch and go. Not for my area, which is the bad part. You know, I have to give away heads to other areas, and everybody was short. So it's like, no, I stayed late yesterday. And hopefully headcount holds out today, but we'll see. You know, it's early. I got plenty of time to call in.
Short a couple guys all week because of that bug going around.
42 associates, and I think three or four of them are out now. And who knows how many more were sick if it came on in.
And one of the guys come in sick with that stuff, and some guys went to lunch with him, and now they're sick.
Bug has been going around, so there have been a lot of people out of work.
I stay away from them like the plague, man. Just don't get near me.
Most people are willing to wear masks nowadays, so they feel like they're getting sick. There's a lot more people grabbing masks. COVID, even though that part sucks, the fact that people actually grab one to try to protect other people is actually somewhat encouraging now.
That's a good thing right there, but this guy won't, man. He won't put a mask on, and you try to stay away from him, and the more he talks, the closer he tries to get to you.
Of those kind of people.
So,
they never think they're doing anything wrong.
Man, I've had probably three or four people call in every day, so right now I know two call in for tomorrow, or today, and we'll see if that holds up. I hope it does. I had one of my brand new employees be going a night shift before long. He tried to call in. He's been sick since Wednesday. The problem is when you're in your 90 days, you don't have any points or contingencies, and if you're out 2 days, they go ahead and terminate you with no peer review. I told him, I said, you need to bring yourself on into work. Medicaid, come on in. Put a mask on and just try to get through it.
I definitely do that, but like you said, put a mask on, stay away from people, just push through it, just do what you got to do.
I actually was sick Wednesday, started feeling bad, so yeah, Wednesday, it was off yesterday, so I'm like, probably by Thursday, majority of it's running its course, he's just got to get over the rest of it, you know?
Yeah, these guys have been out all week, so they'll probably be out today too, and be back on Monday.
For the weekend?
Down to the equipment auction tomorrow. Other than that, no.
Fortunate.
JD Tractor there in Blue Ridge. It'd probably take you about an hour to get there from your place, Jody.
Digging or patching?
Not really. It's one of my customers. I like to go down and hang out and sometimes I've bought something every time I've been. Just nothing big.
Have that Greenwood Ham Fest yet, or did they reschedule it for a different time, or what?
I reschedule it there. Just want to do it next year, as far as I know. hopefully some of the other clubs will start having some here before long.
We'll go to Orlando.
I don't want to go that far right now. Got too much going on in February.
That's a pretty good ride.
What do you do in Florida, or is there another one?
Big one in Florida. There's a bunch of other ones, but that's the big one.
I wasn't sure since it was February. I'd like to go to it one time. I told the wife, I said, this can't go this year because we got stuff going on, like skiing trip this weekend. But I said, I wouldn't mind going maybe next year.
Dude, man, there is so much stuff there just to look at. Everything from HF to 11 meters to, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. It's fun just to walk around and look at the antique stuff. An hour and a half from where we used to live. I'd say 2 hours from where we used to live. And me and some boys, we'd go up there on Saturday mornings about getting there about 8 o'clock, and we wouldn't leave till 3 or 4.
Yeah, I definitely want to try playing it in sometime. Like I said, there's two things I'd like to see while I'm down there, and that one's the Hamcation, and the other one's HRO.
True, because I think they closed their store in Orlando. And check on that.
Take away half the reason why I want to go.
Ain't wrong, but just double check that. And HRO sets up a table in there at that Hamcation.
Ready to peruse or buy if you wanted to.
Three or four buildings are just slap full of, you know, ham outlets, different types of stuff, you know, and coaxes and connectors and all kinds of things like that. Like I said, you know, it's a lot of fun to just go through.
Yeah, and I had something going on that weekend. They're going on some kind of church camp out. If it wasn't for that, I'd probably end up trying to squeeze it in.
I'd have to go another 2 hours south of that because I'd have to go visit family, too. If I didn't, they'd come up here and hang me.
Here, my wife's got family. I don't know if they live in Palatka, but I know she grew up there, or she was born there, and she's got an uncle and stuff still lives down there. So I'm sure I'd have to go see them as well.
It's still north of Orlando, so you can stop on your way out or your way in. I'd still have to go south to Brown Lake, Okeechobee. No town, though. It used to be. I don't know about it anymore.
Yeah, Ben, she went last year before last, and I haven't been down there yet. Besides the times I ever went, but it wasn't for her family.
I just didn't have anything that I could contribute to. I didn't think Dan for TFW. Wearing no mask. I had my fill of that a few years ago.
I don't do it either.
Not for somebody trying to hack up a lung either.
I don't understand.
Guys can eat my lunch every day on the line. Employees go sit in the team areas and whatnot. Out there by myself.
Get at my desk and do work or look at the news.
Out to lunch here with us once in a while is okay, but, you know, $12, $15 a day or more because they stop for breakfast too. I just can't afford that working for the county.
I've been trying to go to we got a gym on site, so I've been trying to go down there at least 30 minutes every day.
Gym on site. But yeah, man, breakfast and stuff. We got the cafeteria. Well, I'll get breakfast, you know, once or twice a week in the cafeteria. But yeah, stuff adds up real quick. Yeah, for lunch, shoot, I gave up going to lunch years and years ago because it's just too much hassle to get out of the plant and go anywhere.
Fuel. So, you know, getting out is not the issue. It's a lot of it's where they eat and what they eat.
A ton of money, KO4HK.
That's KO4CF.
Talk about how they need to take care of themselves, and the next thing you know, they're out at a hot dog place eating hot dogs for lunch.
You just got to wash it down with diet soda, and that'll kind of neutralize anything bad in the food.
But I know them, they ain't doing that. It's going to be sweet tea or nothing.
You at work, you know, buy a honey bun and get a Diet Coke, and that neutralizes it.
Yes, sir.
Honey bun, too sweet.
He'll come in and go, yeah, I went to the gym this morning as he's eating some pocket bag of donuts.
Donuts with me today, but they're just the plain cake donuts. No frosting, no glaze, no nothing.
I enjoy the good donut, but it's been a long time just because of how sweet they are.
That's a red light getting ready to turn into the plants. I know I'm going to lose the repeater, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be good, be safe out there, and hopefully we'll haul at you Monday morning. So, y'all have a good weekend. KO4 CF, and I'll be clear on the house finals. 7-3.
KO4 HK. 7-3, Andrew. Have a good day, and enjoy that KN4 TFW.
Andrew, 7-3, KF4 MUF.
What project y'all working on now?
Putting up a big equipment yard pad. You know, this thing's probably 300 by 300. And I had to cut all the bad spots out, fill them in with rock, then put about a foot of millings over that whole thing and get it to flow one direction, one way. That's what they wanted. So just finishing that up. Got a little bit more to do today, and I'll be done.
Move all the equipment to the next job, right?
That'd be Monday. We're going over to do a 48-inch pipe. Yeah, that'll be Monday. And now I get to move all the equipment that we took out of that place to build this pad back in.
Be the time-consuming part is just moving everything around.
Well, half a day to move everything out of there, so it'd be fun putting it all back. Wanted to get it done and sealed up before we got that little bit of rain this afternoon.
Hopefully, don't get too much rain today.
I only called for like a quarter to max a half inch. Well, on the back side of it this morning, shoot some elevations on it, make sure it grades out right.
Done and everything taken care of before then, before it starts raining. Not sure what time it's supposed to start today.
3 o'clock down here.
Again, it's going to be early afternoon, so, you know, it should be fine. We should be in good shape.
Same thing here, around 1 o'clock here.
Good breakfast with your son this morning?
I'm waiting on him to get here now.
7-3, everybody have a safe day today and enjoy the weekend and be safe, and I'll catch you guys back here on Monday. KN4.
And have a great day. Tell Miss Susan we said hello. KO4 HK.
Enjoy your day and have a great day. Enjoy it. 7-3 is KO4 MUF. Mr. Patrick, while I got you, man, I'm going to say 7-3 too because I'm about 2 minutes away. So enjoy your breakfast with your son and enjoy your day, whatever you do. KO4 MUF.
You have a great day. Be careful out there. Tell Miss Annette we said hello. KO4 HK. I'll be clear.